It's 12 noon. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Sometimes we wonder whether one person can make a difference. Today, you can. That's because KGNU is asking for your support of the essential programming you get right here. This year, KGNU is participating in Give Big to My Station, a nationwide effort to support community radio. In big cities and small towns across the nation, community radio serves an essential purpose made possible by you. This hour, we're asking for your support of the programming that's part of your daily life. You can support KGNU by going to kgnu.org, click on the donate button, pick the level that's right for you, and make your donation. That way, you'll be giving KGNU a great start in 2017, including expanded programming, improved signal quality, and amplified coverage across the Front Range. Your contribution ensures KGNU can continue its work in our community. That's kgnu.org. Thank you. Today through December 31st, KGNU will be hosting a year-end campaign. KGNU is part of Give Big to My Station, a nationwide effort to support community radio. Please remember what KGNU means to you and consider giving a gift at kgnu.org. From unique music to interesting conversation, we offer so much to you. Please help us out with a year-end donation. You'll keep this station running strong through the new year while making a statement that community radio is important to you. Take that time right now. Just go to kgnu.org, pick the level that's right for you, and make your donation. Thank you.
Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on this, the Terrasonic to end all Terrasonics, at least for 2016 anyway. Here we are, the end of the year, and very happy to be with you on this New Year's Eve. Hope you're having a great holiday season, and thanks for tuning in on this gorgeous Saturday afternoon. It is, of course, KGNU's Give Big to My Station Cyberdrive. And if you're looking to make a year-end contribution, get that little last-minute tax deduction and keep KGNU going through the year, you can make a donation right now at kgnu.org. We've got a lot of great music for you. This is the last session in our year-end review of music that we came upon in 2016. So here we go. On your community radio station, KGNU.
En mi corazón te llevo en Adiós, morena.
Adiós, mamita. Adiós, placa. Dame y lleva. Regálame un hueso.
Tírale un hueso.
Alaba. Sí, adiós. Adiós, culata. Cuero de tambor. Adiós, morena.
Oi, eu, Baião.
Oh.
competência, cheios de prepotência, ignorantes com a nossa competência. A nossa história prova grande, o nosso povo reis, imperadores, faraós, nada de novo. Revolucionário, como um chaco azul, ai será se te nos mostrou um bom futuro. Poderosa como a rainha Zinga, um espírito rebelde como o de Matimba. Só religiosa, diversidade maravilhosa, chora de mundo, cada um tem o seu mundo. Quando o fioro babam para na pua, mandiga de uma área do lado e fula. Mas tem muito problema para resolver. Primeiro, a esperança não mora por um motivo é verdadeiro. Vamos dar-nos uma fura.
Minutes past the hour of noon at listener-powered community radio, KGNU 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, Boulder, Denver, 98.7 FM in Fort Collins, 93.7 FM in Netherlands, and online at KGNU.org and AfterFM.com. This is Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host this and most every week, and we are coming to you on the last day of the year, New Year's Eve 2016. I know a lot of people are excited for this year to end, and well, you know, it's all just time. There's a new year starting every second. But whatever you've got in mind, I thank you for your New Year's celebration, I should be say, or non-celebration or observant or whatever you're doing. Thanks for making KGNU and Terrasonic part of it. We began the program today. This is the last show, the last episode of our 2016 casual, freeform, unranked year in review. Look back at the year in music. Not just releases from 2016, though mostly that, but also just music that we discovered in 2016, regardless of when it came out. We began with Toto La Mompesina, one of the great voices of Colombian music, and from the Garabato Sessions Remixes EP, we actually heard the album version of Adios Fulana. After that, Family Atlantica, from a great release called Cosmic Unity, one of my favorites of the year, and Bao Infinito from that one. And then something that just came out recently in the last month or so from Gato Preto and Crooked Boy, featuring Ishe, and a track called Take a Stand. From the Take a Stand EP, we heard the Teacher's Dirty Mix of that track. And in the background right now, it is Abu Ama and the remix of Zandalwood. And I have no idea where I got that one, but it's a pretty funky groove. Well, as you've probably noticed by now, we are in the midst of the last day, actually, of our very small Give Big to My Station Cyberdrive, an opportunity to spread awareness about the value of independent media and community radio. This is part of a nationwide initiative to do just that and entice people perhaps to make a last minute year-end contribution. Of course, it's a tax-deductible donation that you make to KGNU. A little goes a long way. We're just asking you to think about it, and if keeping KGNU on the air or helping us stay on the air is something that you believe in, you can go to kgnu.org. It just takes a couple of minutes. You pick the donation level that's right for you, and bam, it's done, and we get on with New Year's Eve. We're looking to hear from people who have never contributed to KGNU. We're looking for existing members or current members to make additional contributions. We'd love to hear from someone maybe from our new signal up in Fort Collins. We just started broadcasting up there very recently at 90.8.7 FM. And let's hear from you, Fort Collins, wherever you're listening, and whatever moves you, do it. Contribute to KGNU, get that tax deduction, and be part of this great community resource. KGNU.org is the way to do it. This is TerraSonic on listener-powered KGNU.
Come on.
32 minutes past the hour, halfway through this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music known as Terrasonic. We come your way every Saturday, noon to 1, right here on listener-supported KGNU Community Radio for the Front Range and beyond. My name is Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me. Beauty of a day out there. A little chillier, a lot chillier actually than yesterday, but still a lovely day and probably going to warm up a bit. This afternoon should be a lovely night for celebrating New Year's Eve or whatever you're doing. We continue with the final edition in our year-end, or look back at the year in music. It was a very rich year for music, and we heard a lot of stuff in that last set. We heard from the Great Nigeria Soul Fever collection from Soul Jazz Records. Nigeria Soul Fever, Afro, Funk, Disco, and Boogie. West African Disco. Where did that go? It's a very long title. West African Disco Mayhem. Got to get the full title in there. And from that, we heard Christy Essien and a song called You Can't Change a Man. Then some jazz from Haiti from a collection called Kuta Jazz and Marcel Louis Joseph, Prière au Soleil. New music from the Nile Project. They're coming to Mackey Auditorium in Boulder in February. A collection, a collaboration include from featuring artists who reside in countries along the Nile, mainly Egypt, of course, Sudan, and the like. The album's called Jinja, and we heard Marigarita. And in the background right now, it's El Búho and Mañana en Tepoztlán, the Pata de Perro remix from Global Barrio Volume 1. Global Barrio is a new record label. This is their first release. They are based in Oakland and Mexico City. And this compilation features 10 artists from 6 different countries. Well, it's KGNU's Give Big to My Station Cyberdrive, and we are looking to you to consider making a last-minute donation, a last-day-of-the-year donation. Get it in under the wire. Get yourself a tax deduction and help support KGNU throughout the year. This is part of a national initiative to do just that, too. Get you to make those year-end contributions. It benefits you, it benefits us, and we like those kind of win-win things. Nikki is in here with me. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Joel. Thanks so much for including me.
Sure.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank a fellow named Mark in Boulder. He went online to make a contribution. He went to kgnu.org. So thanks so much, Mark. And thanks to everybody who thinks about KGNU at your end-of-year donation. Time. So thanks to everybody. Thanks to Mark. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
If you haven't done it already, just go online to kgnu.org and include us. Thanks so much.
It just takes a minute, and you get the satisfaction of knowing that you are supporting this incredible community resource. We've been on the air for 38 years and counting, and we can't do it without your support. Back to the music now. We're heading off to Turkey next with Gaye Suakyol on Terrasonic on Listener Powered KGNU.
Kendimden kaçmaktan yorgun düştüm, uçurumlardan uçtum, ölmedim ama süründüm. Kırlarda kendime mezar buldum, senden uzak bir yuva kurdum, günden güne kurudum. Thank you. tuzaklardan tuzak kurdum. Sonsuz okyanusla sonlu aklım, yıkandım aşkımla hep çıplak başa döndüm.
Έρχονται, παρέρχονται, κι όπως αν
12:45 at KGNU Community Radio for the Front Range and beyond. This is Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. Thanks for tuning in on this beautiful last Saturday of 2016, last day of 2016. Minutes ticking down to 2017. Just listen to music from Idan Raikel Project out of Israel. The one song in my look back at 2016 that isn't actually from 2016. We knew about it long before 2016, but I always like to play it around this time because it's a beautiful track and it's called Blessings for the New Year, and that is what I extend to you. Before that, Christy Stassanopoulou and Stathis Kalivyotis from an album titled Nine, I believe, or Nin, N-Y-N. All Things Come and Go, the name of the track from that, music from Greece there. And then from Turkey, it was Gayes Suakyal. And my Turkish isn't very good, so you'll have to check the playlist for that at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. Right now in the background, it is Streamer. I believe an American, maybe perhaps British, but living in Amsterdam and making some very cool beats. This is the final day of our three-day Give Big to My Station Cyberdrive, part of a coordinated national effort put forth by community radio stations asking you to make a year-end contribution to your favorite radio station. In this case, that would of course be KGNU, and help us keep going throughout the year. You get a year-end tax deduction and we're all happy. We're not doing premiums or anything like that this year because really I think being part of KGNU is a premium or thank you gift enough, considering all of the great information and music and other things that we provide on a daily basis throughout the year. So why don't you consider, or please consider, making your contribution right now at kgnu.org. It just takes a couple of minutes. It's completely secure, and we'll both be a lot better off once you do that. Though there are no premiums, if you pledge at the 8850 level, that gets you access to the Arugula Reggae Remix Dinner on Thursday, January 26th. DJ Maka, a.k.a. The Donovan, will be spinning tunes that night. There'll be wines and beers, generously donated by Finkel and Garf. And it's going to be a fun and delicious time. So at the 8850 level, or two people for $160, you get to the Arugula Reggae Remix Dinner. At any rate, kgnu.org is the place to do this. We want to thank John Kress making a donation from Virginia, Arlington, Virginia. He says his brother lives in Boulder, and each week they listen to the Magic Carpet Ride, a.k.a. this program, Terrasonic. Then they get on the phone and compare notes on the show. So that's pretty cool, although now I'm a little nervous that I'm really curious about what those notes look like. But thank you, John, for listening in from Arlington, Virginia. Thanks to your brother for listening locally. And thanks to everyone who supports KGNU. You can give now. Give big to my station, Cyberdrive at kgnu.org. Approaching the top of the hour here, Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. Coming in for a landing on this program, on this year. That last track was from Lula Cruza from Orcus Remixed Volume 2. Señor de Fuego remixed by Shriekology. And before that, it was the Magabo remix of Guacha from the Guacha EP put out by Freakstylers on the ZZK Records label. And right now in the background, to take us out of here, out of Sweden, it is Goat from their 2016 release Requiem and a track called Goodbye. Before we say goodbye, we want to remind you one more time during this program that KGNU's Give Big to My Station Cyber Drive is happening. This is a way for you to make a year-end contribution, a tax-deductible contribution to your community radio station. Benefits you, benefits us, keeps us on the air throughout the year, and supports this great community resource that is KGNU. We want to thank the Carruthers Foundation for their contribution. We want to thank we want to thank Ann Hunter. She's a renewing member. Thank you, Ann. It just takes a minute. You do it at kgnu.org and everybody's happy and goes into the new year knowing that they've helped keep KGNU on the air. You can get a playlist for this show. You can podcast it. You can download it. You can stream it all at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. AfterFM is KGNU's 24/7 streaming music channel with archive programs, interviews, in-studio performances, and much more. It's all at afterfm.com. You'll also find an archive of Terrasonic at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Terrasonic Radio. Reach us anytime via email, feedback@terrasonic.net. Coming up after headlines from the BBC, at the top of the hour, it's Reggae Bloodlines with the Donovan Maka, and with you for the last Bloodlines show of 2016. After that, it's 2 hours of the best in African music on African Roots with Mariah. And at 6 o'clock, a full hour of news from the BBC. KGNU's Saturday evening music programming commences with Sound Lab at 7 o'clock. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, with translators K229AC in Netherlands and K254CH, LaPorte, Colorado. Thanks very much for listening. Have a wonderful and splendid new year. And we'll see you in 2017, right here on Terrasonic and KGNU. Thank you for listening. And you can make that contribution at kgnu.org.
This is the BBC News. I'm Nick Kelly. The United Nations Security Council has unanimously welcomed the ceasefire in Syria, brokered by Russia and Turkey. The UN resolution also calls for rapid access for the delivery of humanitarian aid. It paves the way for peace negotiations next month in Kazakhstan, which have the backing of Russia, Iran and Turkey. Russia's UN ambassador, Vitaly Churkin, appealed for all countries to support the peace efforts.
Пожалуйста, помогайте.
Please help us. If you don't want to help, then please just make sure that you don't complicate things. Don't cast doubt over agreements which were achieved or attempt to reinterpret them in some way. Don't just keep repeating outdated clichés. There are some classic sentences which some countries have been saying for 6 years now. Regardless of the fact that they lead to nothing, they keep repeating them. It doesn't help.
Syrian rebel groups earlier warned they would abandon the ceasefire if government forces continue to attack areas under their control. The Free Syrian Army and other factions made their threat following the bombardment by Syrian government forces of an area northwest of Damascus. Johnny Diamond reports.
For the moment, the ceasefire holds, but the ups and downs of the day, the threats and warnings from the rebels that signed up to the ceasefire, and the Syrian regime's brinkmanship do not augur well. Syrian government forces bombarded the Barada Valley northwest of Damascus over the last day and a half, despite the ceasefire. It's an area held by both rebel groups that signed up to the deal and one that was not involved. There are thought to be around 100,000 civilians in the area.
Mediators in the Democratic Republic of Congo say they expect the government and the opposition to sign an agreement shortly to end a growing political crisis. President Joseph Kabila's mandate expired earlier this month, but elections have been postponed and dozens of people have died in protests. The Vice President of South Sudan, Taban Dengai, is touring areas which have witnessed fighting in the southern equatorial region. The United Nations recently warned about the risk of genocide in South Sudan, saying ethnic cleansing was already happening. A minister told the BBC that Mr. Taban was calling for peace and urging rebels to stop fighting. 16 people in China, including doctors and an anaesthetist, have been jailed for up to 5 years for carrying out illegal kidney transplants. A shortage of organ donors in China has created a booming black market for transplants. More from our Asia-Pacific editor, Michael Bristow.
The team would search online for donors willing to sell their kidneys. They'd arrange tests and then find a match before carrying out the surgery. Patients were charged nearly $60,000 to receive a kidney. Donors were given a fraction of that, leaving a healthy profit for those organising this illegal trade.
World news from the BBC. Large crowds of South Koreans have ushered in the new year with a rally in the capital, Seoul, demanding the removal from power of President Park Geun-hye. She has already been impeached by Parliament over an influence-peddling scandal involving a confidant. But the move needs to be approved by the Constitutional Court. Earlier, the head of South Korea's pension fund was arrested as part of the widening corruption investigation. The Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has defended his decision to remove the country's highest value banknotes from circulation. In a New Year address, Mr. Modi described the policy as an historic purification ritual. He said the long-term benefits would outweigh the difficulties it had caused. The government announced it would withdraw the 500 and 1,000 rupee bills in November. In his speech, Mr. Modi said he had the backing of the Indian people.
Government is well aware that in this period,
the government is well aware that during this period you had to queue up to withdraw your own money. I received letters from many people.